morning, everyone. I believe that you would like for me to express appreciation to the groups that have been presenting this program, and I believe that we all enjoy what we heard. In order to produce a program, it requires a lot of practice. I believe the young people as well as the older members of the choir have been spending time preparing for the presentation, and we thank the Lord. We praise God for this beautiful resurrection day. All of the folk who have participated of the great fact that Jesus is alive. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people in the world today who question that. I was talking with a Muslim businessman in Fort Lauderdale some time ago, and he told me that if Jesus is really alive, then he never died. And if he died, then he is still dead. Well, I assured him that I talk to the Lord every day, and I know from personal experience that he is alive. Those of us who have been saved by the grace of God, we have that blessed assurance that he lives in the power of an endless life. And in the book of the Acts, chapter 1, we read that until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive. He showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the kingdom, the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. These people whom he met after his resurrection from the grave, those folk with whom he spoke, those folk with whom he communicated, those folk with whom he ate, he had meals with them and talked with them. Those folk were commissioned to be his witnesses, to witness to the fact that he who died rose again from the grave. On Friday evening, just before we tumbled into bed, my telephone rang. Picked it up, and I heard a voice at the other end saying, "Happy Easter." And I responded, "Same to you." "And who is calling?" He says, "You wouldn't know this voice, I'm sure. I haven't seen you for a long time. But I just wanted you to know that you planted a seed in my heart years ago down in the city of Miami." And at that time, he was a driver, a chauffeur for one of these big stretch limousines, taking people to parties and to weddings and to funerals. You know the type of automobile I'm referring to. And he used to drive this thing all around. But he says, "You know, the day when I saw you in Miami, and I knew this guy when he was a little boy, when I saw him and talked to him, and I said to him, I see that you are trying to make a living, busy on your job, doing all that you have to do, but are you walking with the Lord?" He says, "No, no, Mr. Hart, no." I said to him, "Let me give you one verse of scripture before you drive off. And I want you to go home and read it and memorize it, because I believe it is of tremendous importance to every young man." "What is the verse, sir?" It said, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." On the telephone on Friday night, he told me I did as you said. I went home and I studied that verse. I memorized it. And that verse has meant a lot to me. And you know something, Mr. Hart? I met that person, the Lord Jesus Christ. As I was seeking, I discovered I was seeking for him, he was seeking for me. I found him, he found me. And I'm a born again believer. Because that seed was planted in my heart. And he thanked me for witnessing to him. And I said to myself, I didn't tell him this, but I said, I'm ashamed of myself for not witnessing to more people. Because I believe that it is the responsibility of every Christian to tell the whole world that Jesus is alive. In Acts chapter 1, our Lord, before he ascended up into heaven, he says to his disciples, you shall be witnesses unto me. You are going to witness to my saving grace. You're going to give witness to the fact that you saw me die on the cross. And it is of paramount importance that you witness to the fact that I am a living Savior. I came out of the tomb, and I live in the power of an endless life. We've been hearing this morning, our Master said to John on the Isle of Patmos, as the Lord appeared to him, he says, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive for how long? Forevermore, alive forevermore. And I have the keys of hell and of death. I am the same one that died on the cross. The same one whose side was pierced. The same one who was crowned with thorns. The same one that was taken down from that cross and placed in Joseph's new tomb. But I am alive forevermore. So this young man that spoke to me on Friday night told me he met that person. And he is in fellowship with an evangelical church right here in the Fort Lauderdale area. Said, well, one of these days you must come over to the Fort Lauderdale Bible Chapel and tell the congregation how you got saved. He says, I'm willing to witness to the saving grace of God anywhere I go and everywhere I go because it's a grand thing to be saved. Now, I would like you, in the few moments remaining, I would like you to think of two witnesses. Everybody that sang and took part in this program have witnessed to you to the fact that Jesus is alive. But in your mind's eye, I want you to visualize two people with me here on the platform. One is a lady and one is a gentleman. Think of the lady as sitting in the seat on my right. And you know what name I would give her to give her witness, give her testimony. When we ask her, what do you know about Jesus? Listen to what she has to say, this lady. Before I ask her anything, before I was commended to full-time service, work of the Lord, my last job with the government of Jamaica was in the Ministry of Justice. And I worked at the courthouse in Port Maria. I had quite a bit to do with cases that were going through the court, and I discovered that the court system was not functioning in a godly fashion. A lot of witnesses arrive in court not knowing the ninth commandment. You know what the ninth commandment is? Thou shalt not do what? Thou shalt not bear false witness. And a lot of people go into court and bear false witness. The court system is plagued with, as it is in Jamaica, so it is here in the USA, plagued with dishonesty, misrepresentation of the actual facts. People go and they give evidence. When they arrive there, they take the oath, they lift their hand, and they swear that they're speaking the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But you better not believe all that you hear, because many so-called facts presented in court are false. But we say to Mary, Mary Magdalene, Mary of Magdala. What do you know about Jesus? Mary would say, well, I met him one day. I was a demon-possessed person. And demon possession is a terrible thing. I don't know if you've ever met anyone possessed of demons. Actually, the biblical record indicates that Mary had 7 demons. But she met with Jesus. And you know something? Demons are no match for Jesus Christ. Demons have been known to almost destroy the testimony of some of God's servants. Demons have been known to bind people. There's a record here in Mark's Gospel, I think in chapter 5, of a man who dwelt among the tombs, demon-possessed. That man was possibly known to Mary Magdalene. She moved in that groove, in that company. There was a woman that Jesus met. Jesus said she was bound by Satan for 18 years. The devil really had her in his grip. Demons held on to Mary Magdalene, and they were destroying her life and hastening her on to perdition. But she met with Jesus. And anybody who meets with Jesus, anybody who bows in humility and acknowledging Jesus as Lord and Master, they're in for a big blessing. Mary Magdalene, what do you know about him? He touched me. He healed me. He cast out those 7 demons. I had 7 of them, and 7 of them were cast out. Jesus did a thorough job in her life. And he who did that thorough work of deliverance for Mary Magdalene, he can do the same for anybody here today. If you feel that you have problems in your life, if you feel that you are bound to a particular sin, or a habit that is evil, if you feel that you are in any way in distress or in trouble, tell it to Jesus. He has the answer. He has the solution. And he helped Mary. Thank God, Mary had a wonderful testimony. And she became a wonderful witness. The first person after the Lord's resurrection, the first person to have a meeting with Jesus was Mary Magdalene, the same woman who had been indwelt by 7 demons. She met him after the resurrection. Well, Mary, did he really die? I saw him die. I saw when the soldier thrust the spear into his side, forthwith came out blood and water. I heard when he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. He bowed his head. He died. I saw when Joseph and of Arimathea and Nicodemus went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus, and they took it down and they laid it in Joseph's new tomb. I saw when he was placed in that tomb and the stone was rolled before the tomb. So I know that he died. I know that he was buried. I saw everything that transpired. I was there. But I also came with spices, along with a couple other friends of mine, came with spices to anoint the body. And before it was daybreak, while it was yet dark, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, the man who had died on Calvary, he was there in the graveyard. He was there standing before the tomb. And I talked with him, and he gave me a message. And his message rings down through the ages. Her message to deliver to the disciples was, go tell them that I am risen. Let them know that prophecy has been fulfilled. Let them know that I am alive forevermore. So Mary, thank you for your testimony. Did I say I'd have a lady over here or a man? A man! You know the man I've chosen? The man that I'd like to give an opportunity to tell what he knows about Jesus. This is not a courtroom scene, but we would say to him, what's your name?
My name is Thomas. Thomas Didymus. We know him from what we read in scripture. We gather that he was a devoted disciple. He really loved the Lord. On one occasion, you know, he said to the Lord, Lord, I'm willing to go with you. Almost the same words that Peter used when Peter confessed that he would even die for Jesus. Thomas says, let's go with him to Lazarus' grave. The Jews, they want to kill him, but we will go and die with him. We love him. We're not going to leave him in the lurch. Thomas Didymus. You know Jesus. You know who he was. You know who he is. Yes, he called me. He called me to be one of his disciples. I've known him for over 3 years. I've followed him. I've walked with him. I've seen the miracles he performed. And he did a great work in my own life. He changed me. I'm a new man. I'm a converted man. Saved by his grace. Tell me something. Is Jesus alive, Thomas? Thomas would say, if you had asked me that question a short while ago, I'd have said no. If you had asked me shortly after he was crucified on Calvary's cross, I'd have said no. Because I heard that he had come out of the grave. I heard that he was living. But I didn't believe it. You know why he didn't believe it? He was absent from a very important meeting. On the first resurrection day, Thomas should have been there with the other disciples to meet with the Lord and talk with him. But he was absent. And when he got the report from the other disciples, he says, I will not believe. I can't believe that. Because I saw him die, and I know that he was dead. And I saw when that body was placed in the tomb. I saw them seal the tomb with that great big stone. I saw when the soldiers came to guard, lest the disciples should steal the body away. I saw that happen, and I know that he really died. But as to being alive, Thomas, we hear that he's living. Thomas says, I missed the service on Resurrection Day, but I went to the meeting the following Sunday. After 8 days, I attended that meeting. And when the doors were shut, behold, silently, unobtrusively, mysteriously, miraculously, Jesus appeared in the midst. Doors were all shut, but Jesus appeared in the midst. And when I saw him, I didn't have to say a word to him. You know what he said to me, Thomas? I heard what you said to the disciples last week when they told you that I was alive. You told them, except you see, you wouldn't believe. Now come. Look, your own eyes. Take a good look at me. Look at my hands. Put your finger in the print of the nails in my hands. Put your hand into my side. This is where the spear wounded me. Handle me and see. I'm a man with flesh and bones. I am very much alive. So you come and make sure for yourself. Thomas must have said, I have what Luke writes about in Acts chapter 1. Many infallible proofs I have seen for myself. I understand that the same Jesus who died on Calvary is alive forevermore. I know. I saw. I am a witness to that fact. And you know, in evidence of the fact that Thomas was a true believer, he did exactly what the Lord says to do. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. He must have said to the Lord, Lord, where do you want me to go? You know where Thomas went? Historians tell us that Thomas was the first Christian missionary to take the gospel to the great land of India. And thank God Thomas went to India. There are a few people from India right here in the congregation today. And I believe that they rejoice to know that Thomas was the forerunner. And he was the man that told the people of India about the death of Christ. About the breaking of his body and the shedding of his blood. About the work of redemption. About the need for salvation. And he gave the people of India that word, that message, and many in that great country have come to a knowledge of the Lord. India is still largely a Hindu nation. And I believe that Christians over the entire world should pray much for India. for Israel, for other nations where there is conflict, where there is oppression, and where the gospel is not freely proclaimed. So both Mary Magdalene and Thomas Didymus, though at one stage Thomas was not a believer, at one stage Mary was a demon-possessed woman, yet these people acknowledged Jesus Christ as Lord and Master. Mary, when she met him, she bowed before him, she says, Rabboni. What does Rabboni mean? It means Master, my Lord, the one whom I will serve, the one whom I mean to follow, the one whom I love. Thomas, what about you? There was a day in the life of Thomas when he attended that meeting 8 days after the resurrection. Along with the other disciples, he was in that upper room. Doors were shut. And we see Thomas coming up, seeing the Lord, bowing before him. And you know what he says? He says, my Lord and my God. The same Jesus who was crucified, I see him standing before me. And I acknowledge him not only as a man, but I acknowledge his divinity. He is God manifested in the flesh. Now, if you talk to a lot of religious people, they will tell you that Jesus was just a man. Jesus was just a prophet. Jesus was just a great example for you and for me. But let me tell you, friends, Jesus Christ is God. All of God that we will ever see is Jesus Christ. He was manifest. He reveals the Father. He is the person of the Godhead that has been commissioned by his Father to execute the work of redemption. And thank God he did a great job on Calvary. While on the cross, we hear him saying, it is finished. Man's redemption is complete. So here at the Fort Lauderdale Bible Chapel, we tell you, we serve a living Savior. We honor a living Savior. We praise the precious name of Jesus because we know, we are sure, we have infallible proof. This is the best authenticated fact in history that Jesus, who died and was buried, rose again. Up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his host. He arose a victor o'er the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. And this same Jesus meets with us today, on this resurrection day. This same Jesus, he says, come to me. There are some in our company that need to come to him. Some in our company that I believe need to acknowledge him as Lord, as Master, as their God. Some in this company need his cleansing, need his delivering power. And if you have a problem, if you have a need, if you realize that vain is the help of man, no priest, no rabbi, no bishop can save you, we are here to tell you that Jesus can. How do we know? We are witnesses. He saved me. Other Christians in our audience here can testify. They can witness to the fact that Jesus met them, did a great work in their hearts, in their lives, saved them, delivered them, rescued them. And what he has done for others, he can do for you. On Resurrection Day, a good day, a good day to give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ. A good day to do what Thomas Didymus did. What did he do? He bowed humbly before the Lord. He acknowledged him. My Lord, my God. Do what Mary did. Mary Magdalene, when she met him outside the sepulchre, she says, Rabboni, Master, I'm your slave. I'll do anything you want me to do. I'll love you forever. I will serve you with all my heart. Rabboni. Will you bow before him? Shall we have a word of prayer before we dismiss? And as we bow quietly and humbly in the presence of the Lord, will you acknowledge Jesus Christ, the living Savior, and take him as your Savior too? Let me remind you of a very well-known verse of Scripture. Paul, writing to the Romans, told them in chapter 10, that is, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. You're willing to confess him? Confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord. Make him Lord of your life. And believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Millions of people talk about if he died, then he's still dead. And they don't believe in the resurrection. But if you believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead and that he's alive today, are you willing to accept him as your Savior? Is there anybody here would like us to pray for you? Anybody here, having heard the witness of the many young people, the children, and the adults as well, who sang and gave their evidence to the fact that we have a living Savior, if you want to trust him as your Lord, you want him to do a work of grace in your heart, and you'd like us to pray for you, we invite you right now to raise your hand to indicate that you would like on this resurrection day to give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ. Raise your hand to indicate that you want him to solve your problems, you want him to meet your needs, and you want to follow him and to serve him as long as you live. Anybody here would like us to pray for you at this time? If so, this is your opportunity. This is a privilege that God is giving to you. And I wonder if you'd like to indicate that you do have a need and you want us to pray for you. We're going to close with a brief prayer and would like to include you in that prayer. Thank you. Thank you, lady. I see your hand. God bless you, dear. Anyone else? Anyone else wanting to give your heart, your life to Christ? Want to acknowledge Jesus as your Lord, your Master? You believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. He's a living Savior. The church cannot save you. The evangelist cannot save you, but Jesus can. Trust him. Resurrection day, he can raise you. Thank you, my dear. I see your hand. I see your hand. God bless you. I think this is a good day to make your commitment to our Lord Jesus Christ. Those of us who are saved and have made that commitment, the only regret that we have is that we didn't do it earlier in life. But thank God it's not too late. This is still the day of grace. The door of mercy is still open, and whosoever will may come. We're going to pray. As we pray, we'd like to include you in the closing prayer. The two ladies who have put up their hands for prayer. Anybody else? Lord, we thank you for your presence with us. We thank you for the program that was presented. We thank you for the songs that were sung. Thank you for the scriptures that were quoted. And all that has transpired in this meeting this morning, we believe it has been for your honor and for your glory. And we pray now that the good seed of your word that has been sown, we pray that it may germinate and bring forth fruit for your honor and your glory. Lord, there are two ladies in our congregation who have raised their hands to indicate that they would appreciate our prayers, and the church would unitedly pray for them, that you graciously meet with them on this beautiful resurrection day, speak to their hearts intimately, personally, individually. We pray, Lord, that they may hear your voice, they may open the heart's door, and they may bid you to enter, because you knock, and you say, if any man hear my voice, and open the door, I will come in, sup with him, and he with me. Bless us as we separate one from another, and bless these two dear ladies in a very special way, and others in our meeting who are not yet saved, others in our meeting who may have problems and needs that they cannot solve. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the great problem solver. You can answer every question, and you can solve every problem. You can meet every need. So grant that others too, along with these who have raised their hands, may others come to a knowledge of the Savior, not only here in the Fort Lauderdale Bible Chapel, but wherever your faithful servants have given out your holy word, may there be fruit. May people repent. May people believe and pass from death unto life. Give us a good afternoon and evening. May all that we do and say be in accordance with your mind and your will. And grant, Lord, that we may please you in all of our lives in the day and the week that lies ahead. We offer thanks, asking your blessing as we separate, in the worthy name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. May God bless you all. Our service is over. We thank you for coming. We wish you a very happy Resurrection Day. And I'd like to say to the two ladies who raised their hands this morning that there are ladies who are here who are willing to pray with you and help you in any way we can. And others, if you want to stay behind for prayer or for any help that we may be able to give, please feel free to allow the others to leave and you remain. We'll be happy to help you. God bless you and give you a very happy Resurrection Day.